Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Mombela 29 degrees. We start in the Western Cape, where family and friends gathered to say goodbye to Kaizer Chiefs soccer star Luke Fleers. A special funeral service was held for the 24-year-old at the New Apostolic Church in Tafelsig, Cape Town. Fleers was shot and killed during a hijacking at a filling station in Honeydew, Johannesburg, earlier this month.
Luke reached this peak at the age of 21 years old when he became an Olympian representing South African football in Tokyo. Luke's ultimate dream was always to play football for the best and biggest PSL team. And his dream was realized when, in true Luke style, he was signed by the Amakhosi Nation. Football was Luke's life. Determined, daring, tenacious, but always, always football.
Six men have since been arrested in connection with Fleers' murder. They appeared in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court yesterday, and the matter has been postponed to next Thursday. The Independent Electoral Commission has welcomed an electoral court order to dismiss five political parties' cases against the exclusion from contesting in the upcoming elections. The decision by the electoral court yesterday cleared the path for the IEC to begin with the printing of ballot papers. In a statement, the IEC said the parties did not meet the requirements needed for candidate nominations. Now, with the elections just 38 days away, EFF leader Julius Malema believes South Africa will return to stage 6 load shedding after heading to the polls on the 29th of May. Malema addressed the media on the party's election campaign programs in Johannesburg yesterday.
They are doing what they were doing during the Rugby World Cup. They are holding it there. And to the detriment of the grid, I can tell you 29 May after voting, we're going to statistics.
There's been no load shedding countrywide for over 23 days now. Eskom says this is largely due to sustained generation capacity and reduced demand. To the US now, where a man in his 30s has died after setting himself on fire yesterday outside the New York courthouse where Donald Trump's historic hush money trial was taking place. Officials say he did not appear to have been targeting Trump. Witnesses say the man pulled pamphlets out of a backpack and threw them in the air before he doused himself with liquid and set himself alight. And finally, 8 of former Formula One world champion Michael Schumacher's special watches are expected to fetch over 90 million rand in total at an auction in Switzerland next month. The luxury personalized watches will be exhibited from the 3rd to the 5th of May. Schumacher's family believes watch collectors would be able to appreciate their true value. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. For more news, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news.
Thank you, Chanel. Have a wonderful weekend. Right, back to the CTM Top 40. This week's number 20 is Majozi and Mtandazo with Mi Amor and Non Mover. Here we go.
Jacarand FM plays more.
But bad habits sleep till late, nice and noon alone.
Music.
Never mind.
Number 20.
Cause I just wanna love you.